Thus, noble sons, have our sectarian aspires to such a diamond either as in the compounder nor destroys the compounder. Furthermore, noble sons, in order to accomplish the store of merit, or is of those honors in the uncompounded, and in order to accomplish the store of wisdom, does not destroy the uncompounded in order to move the record. He does not rest in the uncompounded and in order to fulfill the great compassion. He does not destroy compounded things in order to develop living beings. He does not rest in the uncompounded and in order to aspire to the Buddha qualities. He does not destroy compounded things to perfect the minds of Buddha. Of omniscience, he does not destroy compounded things out of skill and liberated body. He does not rest in the uncompounded and through the and analysis with his wisdom. He does not destroy compounded things to purify the Buddha field. He does not rest in the uncompounded and by the power of the grace of the Buddha. He does not destroy compounded things because he feels the needs of living beings. He does not rest in the uncompounded, and in order to show truly the meaning of the Dharma, he does not destroy compounded things because of his store of fruits of virtue. He does not rest in the uncompounded, and because of his instinctive enthusiasm, motor fruits of virtue, he does not destroy compounded things. Fulfill his prayers, he does not rest in the uncompounded, and because he has no wishes, he does not destroy compounded things. Because his positive thought is pure, he does not rest in the uncompounded. Because his higher soul is pure, he does not destroy compounded things. By super knowledge, he does not rest in the uncompounded, and because of the six super knowledges of the Buddha, he does not destroy compounded things to fulfill the six transcendences. He does not rest in the uncompounded and to fulfill the time. He does not destroy compounded things to gather the treasures of Dharma. He does not rest in the uncompounded, because he does not like narrow-minded teachings. He does not destroy compounded things because he gathers all the essence of the Dharma. He does not rest in the uncompounded, and to apply the medicine of the Dharma appropriately, he does not destroy compounded things to confirm his commitments. He does not rest in the uncompounded and to mend any failure of his commitments. He does not destroy compounded things to conduct all the medicines of the Dharma. He does not rest in the uncompounded to give out the medicine of even the smallest Dharma. He does not destroy compounded things because he knows thoroughly all the sicknesses due to questions. He does not rest in the uncompounded, and in order to cure all sicknesses of all living beings, he does not destroy compounded things. Thus, noble sons, the Bodhisattva does not destroy compounded things. He does not rest in the uncompounded, and that is the liberation of Bodhisattvas, called destructible and indestructible. Noble sons, you should also strive in this. Then the Bodhisattvas, having heard this teaching, were satisfied, delighted, and reverent. They were filled with rejoicing and happiness of mind in order to worship the Buddha Shakyamuni and the Bodhisattvas of the Sahaya universe, as well as this teaching. They covered the universe with fragrant powder, incense, perfumes, and flowers up to the height of the knees, having the secret, the whole retinue of the Tathagata bowed their heads at the feet of the Buddha and circumambulated to the right feet, and they sang in the face to him, and they disappeared from this universe, and in a split second were back in the universe. Sarva Ganda Sugam.
Lord.